Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us this Thursday morning for WBFO's Behind the Bench, our weekly chat about the team. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Omar.
Well, not the start to the season the Sabres or their fans had hoped for. Three losses in three games. They dropped the opener to Montreal in a shootout, and then a couple of ugly losses to the Islanders and Devils, giving up six goals in each of those games.
Yes, it's been really a terrible start. And you go back to last Thursday, opening night, and they lost 3-2 to Montreal in a shootout, but it felt like a win. We had been hearing so much about this fast system that Phil Housley wanted to implement, that the Sabres were going to play. And opening night, right away, we saw it. They were quick. They were aggressive. They were fun to watch. They only scored two goals, but they had 45 shots. They probably deserved a win. They gave up a late shorthanded goal and lost in a shootout. But there were some good feelings after the game. It felt like everything we had heard about, they had done more or less. And then fast forward to Saturday, fast forward to Monday, and they get blown out. They're a mess. Two bad, brutal losses. And now you wonder what kind of team they are. Yes, it's only three games, but when you lose back-to-back games like that, you kind of shake your head and wonder what's going on. And I think those losses shook the team. And here we are. It's only October 12th, three games in. There's 79 games left.
Well, a few things have stood out early on. Some terrible defensive giveaways, handing the other team the puck in their own zone. The power play has been a liability. They've given up four shorthanded goals. And they're allowing their opponents a number of odd man rushes, really hanging their goalies out to dry.
Yes, they've certainly hung their goalies out to dry. I mean, they've pulled their goalies last two games. Chad Johnson got yanked last game. Robin Leonard got yanked Saturday. And those guys have been all right. I don't think it's totally on them. Robin Leonard maybe could have made another save or two, but they're just odd man rushes. They're just breaking down, poor decisions. And to give up four shorthanded goals in the first three games of the year is just outrageous. That's how many shorthanded goals they gave up all of last year. In 82 games, they gave up four shorthanded goals. And shorthanded goals, as everyone knows, are momentum swingers or backbreakers. They just suck the wind out of you. Even if a power play doesn't score, it's supposed to generate momentum. And we saw on Monday afternoon, Evander Kane scored a nice power play goal, made it 2-1. The Sabres seemingly had the momentum back. And about 20 seconds later, the Devils score shorthanded, and that was basically the game right there. I think you expect a team to be raw in October, especially with a new coach, new coaching staff, new systems and expectations. But this kind of goes well above that. I mean, they've just been a mess for two games. And yes, you expect them to correct it, but this has been pretty deep these first few games here, how bad they've been at times.
Well, Evander Kane has been one bright spot so far. He has four goals already, but some of the team's other top players need to step up.
Definitely. I mean, most of the team's top players have done little or nothing. Ryan O'Reilly has one assist. Sam Reinhart has 0 points. He was a minus five in the New York Islanders game, which is incredible for one game to be on the ice for five goals. Sam Reinhart started the season at center, his natural position. He's already back on the wing, which he played most of his first 2 years. So they're already searching for answers. They're trying to mix it up, trying to freshen it up, and just try different things that can get the team going. Jack Eichel's been okay at times for the first few games, but I don't think he's been a difference maker. Rasmus Ristolainen, their top defenseman, I don't think he's been much of the difference maker they expect. Kyle Okposo has been invisible, in my opinion, and he's off the first power play unit. Sam Reinhart's off the power play altogether, which is pretty surprising because his specialty has kind of been the power play for his first couple of years. This has come hard and fast for them, especially after a solid opening night performance. But when you allow six goals and lose two games in a row, there's going to be some changes. Josh George has sat out the first three games. Josh is a proud veteran. I thought it was kind of surprising he sat early on. I thought Phil Housley might play him just out of respect, even if he didn't think that he fit well in the system. But he sat three games, and now he'll be back in tonight. Victor Antipin will likely sit on defense. Matt Molson will probably be out up front, and we have basically all new forward lines. And San Jose is a place they've historically done well. It's kind of hard to explain. Even through the tank years, they did well in San Jose. They won. But road games, especially out west, are daunting tasks. And I don't think it's crazy to think the Sabres, after this trip, could have one win or even still be winless. I know it's October, but these are pivotal games, and the clock is ticking already.
The Sabres are out west for four road games starting tonight in San Jose. Bill Hoppe joins us each Thursday morning on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.